హలో, నమస్తే, సలాం వాలేకుమ్, సస్త్రీకాల్, వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు అనదర్ సెషన్ విత్ యువర్ వాషఫ్ ఎట్ వారెవా డాట్ కామ్. టుడే వీ గోయింగ్ టు లెర్న్ హౌ టు మేక్ కేరళ పరాటా. కేరళ పరాటా ఆల్సో నోన్ యాజ్ మలబార్ పరాటా. ద కేరళ పరోటా కెన్ బి మేడ్ ఇన్ టూ వేరియేషన్స్. వన్ ఈజ్ రిచ్, ఇన్ విచ్ వీ యాడ్ మిల్క్ అండ్ ఎగ్. బట్ టుడే ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు షో యూ ప్యూర్ వెజిటేరియన్ ప్లెయిన్ కేరళ పరోటా. ఐ హవ్ గాట్ సమ్ ఆల్ పర్పస్ ఫ్లవర్, దట్ ఈస్ మైదా హియర్. యాడ్ పించ్ ఆఫ్ సాల్ట్, add water, just mix this flour and then make it into a dough and knead it little bit. After you knead the dough first time, you need to rest this dough, because the flour is like a really fine particles. When you mix the dough, it will become wet, but when you rest the dough, that's when it will absorb all the moisture, and in the second kneading you will be able to get a good formation of gluten. For Kerala paratha, if you wanted a really nice soft layered paratha, make sure the dough is really soft, and it should be almost be sticking your hand if you touch it after you knead it completely. There are two, three important things that you need to remember in mind. First thing is kneading the dough properly, because you want the gluten to form. Gluten is nothing but the protein in the flour that will help us to be able to stretch our dough into thin sheet. Second thing is resting the dough. The resting the dough is very important, because you know, if you don't rest the dough, the gluten will not align and you know, relax. Once it relaxes, that's when the dough will be able to stretch easily. I have rested the dough. Add little bit of oil on the sides of the dough, because this will help that it won't stick to your hands easily. Knead the dough without it sticking to your hand. After kneading the dough for the second time, you're going to rest it for another 10 minutes. You know, make sure between each step, you need to rest it at least for 5 minutes. After around 5-10 minutes, the moment of truth. Ciao! Man, this did not become double in size. Damn it, because we did not add yeast in this. Now you divide into the portions you want. I mix so little dough that I'm just going to make 2 parathas. Make it into roundels. The process of making it into roundels also will tighten the dough a little bit. So we need to relax this even after you make it into dumplings. So cover the dough, rest for 5 more minutes. Just apply a little bit oil onto your fingers and flatten these roundels a little bit. With help of your fingers, you should be able to stretch this dough. You know, this method you can do it if the dough is really soft. Okay, spread it thin. You can keep spreading like this till the entire sheet becomes really thin, or else you can act like a little bit pro and take the dough out, and then just like all the Indian women in the villages, how they wash the clothes, swing it, hit it, again lift it up, swing it, hit it, again lift it up, swing it, hit it, hit it, hit it, hit it. After you hit it, this will spread like a thin sheet, and if you want, you can adjust the edges also a little bit. Now what you can do is apply a little bit of oil if you want. You know, if you want a lot of layers, you do this. Otherwise, you can fold it right away. You can add a little bit of all-purpose flour. You can do this method only if you have the dough really soft and spread into a thin sheet like this. Then just rub it. Then the next step is folding. Just pick up from one side, just fold it. Okay, you don't have to do the entire thing in one go. Just step by step, just lift it and fold it. With the folds upwards, just rotate it. See, once you fold this, all these layers will form. Now you can see how these 100 layers have occurred. Dear friends, isn't it very easy? But one last thing, the dough need to relax. Relax, 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 relax. That is the secret of good Kerala paratha. So after 5 minutes, we're going to make into good parathas. Now, you know, there are various ways people do it. You know, I'm going to do the way I like. The earlier one I have shown is a swinging method. Lot of people in the restaurants and professionals do it that way. But there's another method, that is the rolling method, where you make the dough little bit tight and use the weapon of choice of Indian woman. Okay, you take the balan and roll the dough. Just add little bit oil and roll this dough into thin sheet. Dear friends, again, your dough must have rested for a while to do this. If you didn't rest the dough, your paratha will not stretch at all and it will pull back. You know, once you roll it, most of it, just hold it on the edges and stretch it. You stretch it so that the dough becomes a little bit transparent here. Just add oil, rub on the dough like this. You know, this oil will help in forming nice layers. Also, we're going to add a little bit flour. You know, as it is, the dough is hard. We don't want to add, but you know, I'm going to add a little bit. This will help in making good layers. As I did before, just fold the layers. Very simple, isn't it? Similarly, fold till the last piece of the sheet is occupied. Now, just make sure that these layers, you know, come up. Okay? And then fold this like this. And the end part, tuck it inside. Do you see how beautiful and how many layers have formed? But one last thing, the dough need to relax. Relax, 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 relax. Now put the rested rolled parotta and using the rolling pin, just a little bit stretch it. You can see all the layers forming. You know, roll it a little bit. Now you should be able to stretch it more. And do it both sides. Once this side, once this side. Once this side, once this side. Don't worry if it is a little bit bigger. You know, in a minute it will stretch back a little bit. Now, cooking your parathas. It's a kind of a shallow fat fry. Add oil. Put it on top of this hot tawa. You want to make sure that the tawa is really hot. When it's slightly cooked on one side, you can turn it to the other side. You can see how all these thin layers are forming. Fantastic, isn't it? Yeah. The paratha is all ready. But now I'm going to show you a method that will pull out all the layers out. It's called Bash Bash Kerala Paratha. For this, all you need to do is press it from two directions and then turn it to the other side and press it. That's when all the layers will pop out. What do you eat with this paratha? What do you not eat with this paratha? You can eat pretty much everything, especially the meat stews, the vegetable curries. You eat anything, especially this soft, multi-layered paratha. It's awesome with anything. And my son really loves it. And I'm sure he's going to be very happy when he comes back from school. Dear friends, I hope you enjoyed to learn how to make this Kerala paratha with your Vaashef. But remember, Varava is all about inspiring others to cook. So please post your recipes and cooking tips at vareva.com so others can benefit from your great cooking. Thank you. Hit it, hit it, hit it, hit it. Relax, 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 relax. The weapon, Indian woman. The weapon, Indian woman.